This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Right now, we're here with a really exciting guest, Gus Jeffers. He's an independent music artist and Grant High School student. He makes his own music. Some of his videos have hundreds of thousands of views online. Wow. We discovered him on Instagram. Now he's here with us today, live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Hey, Gus. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
And thank you for having me on.
Yeah, of course, man. You doing well?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm a little tired myself, but I'm glad we're here. First off, tell us about yourself. How old are you, and how long have you been making music?
I'm a 15-year-old singer-songwriter, artist-producer. I've been doing this for about 4 years now. I started when I was 11, just like writing songs and performing all around Portland and growing my social media until now, pretty much.
Cool. That's awesome.
That is exciting. Now, we saw on your website that Justin Bieber is a major influence on your music. Have you heard Justin Bieber's new album, Swag, yet? And what does Bieber influence you, your sound, and your brand?
I did hear his new album. It was definitely, it wasn't my thing, but it was cool. But he influences me as far as like career success is like in his career trajectory, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
As far as following like his path, and yeah, that's kind of how I. That's how I view him and his music and his success as far as that. But I kind of see him as like a North Star is what I want to do.
Very cool. That's I like cool. That Daisy single.
That one's cool. I like that one too.
So you mentioned you're 15. What challenges are you facing in terms of getting yourself out there as a young artist, and how do you work through those challenges?
A big thing is just like I try not to even say my like age anymore when I'm performing or when I'm meeting people online, because they see 15 and they're like once he's 18, once he's 20, 15's always like a big like, or just any age like that, 15, 16, 17, it's always like once you're 18, you're gonna be great at this. Once you're 20, you'll be good at it. So I always try and lead in with young or like something like that, just because so the age doesn't get in the way, because I don't have an issue when it's like when I don't say 15.
Yeah,
but other than that, yeah
I kind of get that. Like with my career trajectory so far, it hasn't been much. I mean, I'm on some radio stations, but just keeping it like fairly vague does work better in my favor, so I get that. But you're a Portlander, Gus. What's one thing you love about Portland, and do you have any favorite spots here in town?
That's hard. I really like they have like New York pizza's really good on Belmont. I really like that place. But it's like hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
I go in there and sometimes it's good and then sometimes it's not good.
Yeah.
But overall, I think that I really like that place. Yeah. And then Pizza Shoals is good too. But I'm not even a big pizza person.
Me neither.
But like, I don't, there's not really in any other places that I'm like crazy about yet. I need to get into that.
Yeah. Well, your website says that you've been cranking out singles in support of your fourth project. Tell us more. Are you releasing an album soon?
I think I'm just staying on singles for now. Then I'm going to package it all into like an EP. And an EP is kind of just like a smaller version of an album. But I'm working in August. The producer I work with, he's flying out. So we're going to work on some new music for my new project coming up, just like for releasing singles. I'm pretty excited though. It'll be fun. I haven't like really recorded music like that in like 6 months. I mean, I do stuff at home, but nothing that's been like mixed and mastered and like really fleshed out. It's like quick songs that I write and then I'm like next.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have more questions lined up, but we will continue this interview after a short break. Stay tuned to KBPS Summer Sound 2025. We're talking with Grant High School student and musician Gus Jeffers.
This is Effort by Gus Jeffers. Keep tuning in. Stay tuned.
And for those just tuning in, we are joined on air with independent music artist and Grant High School student Gus Jeffers. So we saw that you write and produce for other artists. Can you tell us what that's like and who's been your favorite to work with?
I've been just getting into it recently, so I've been sending some stuff out to like Dom and Arella. I haven't worked with him yet. I want to. I've really just been getting into pitching. I haven't done a bunch of, like, I did a lot at this camp. I was writing and producing for Summer. She's like, a really cool songwriter. And then I did some stuff with, obviously, you guys wouldn't, like, know these names because I just met them, like, this week. But it's, like, I did some stuff with Summer, Eliana. She's from New Zealand. This camp, people are from, like, all over. Like, there's people from Singapore, people from
Mexico. Can you tell us more about that, the camp that you went to?
Yeah, so it was a really cool, like, writing film camp. Half of it, more than half of it is, like, film people. Like, they brought out, like, someone who just won an Oscar last year. And then they brought someone who does all the storytelling for Pixar.
Wow.
And then, like, for some of, like, the mentors when I was there, we had Nathan Daniel, who's, like, I don't want to mess up what they're doing, but he's doing super cool stuff. And this lady named Susan Silver, super, super cool person. She's in, like, the, like, Alice in Chains scene, like, the Seattle grunge scene.
Oh, that's cool.
And then like, Chapel Roan was there.
Oh, wow.
So I was writing with her for she was there all week. I wrote with her for a couple days.
So how was that like? How was meeting Chapel Roan? Like, that's a big deal. Like, she's one of the biggest in the world.
No, she was cool. But she's just, like, a person, though, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it was cool. It was cool to meet her, and it was fun to write stuff with her. I got a lot of, like, cool advice from her, like, stuff about mentorship, and like she recommended me some books. But no, it was cool. It was cool to meet her, and I definitely got a lot from this camp and a lot of cool relationships.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. So speaking of other artists, who do you think is your dream collaboration?
That's hard. It's always changing. It's like, for producers, I have, like, a list, like the, like, Ryan Tedder, Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
But for artists, that's hard. Bruno Mars would be a cool one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Bruno Mars is, like, the biggest one for me right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Bruno Mars is awesome. Mm-hmm. So, what is your songwriting process like, and how do you know when a song is done?
My songwriting process, it's always changing, because it's, like, sometimes I'll start with chords, sometimes I'll start with a bass line, sometimes I'll have just, like, a melody in my head that I write to. But that's always changing. But when I know when a song is done is when it's, like, I feel like I've added enough, and I feel like I want to add a little bit more almost. But then I don't, on purpose, to keep it simple. Because I feel like if you add too much, it's like, you kind of, like, rob yourself of, like, the song.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's like, that's hard. But you usually have just, like, a feeling, like, oh, this is complete. Like, I don't want to add any more harmonies to this. I don't want to stack any more vocals.
That's cool. I do, like, illustration painting, and I always struggle with knowing when to stop adding to it. So it's always interesting to see that from different types of arts. We know a lot of artists have started using AI in their work and creative process. What's your take on AI in art?
I think AI is a good tool, as if you use it right, like, as a collaborator. But I don't think, just using it as, like, hey, I'm gonna make a song, put it on Spotify, and it, like, that kind of thing. Like, I think it's good as a collaborator if you're, like, sitting, like, in your room by yourself, and you're like, hey, I don't know what to do with this, and then you put it in, and you get a different perspective. So, I think it's good if you use it right and use it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Absolutely.
Well, we have a few more questions coming up. You'll get to contribute to our little board over here.
Yeah,
but we're going to take another short break. This is Be All Right by Gus Jeffers on AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM. Thank you for listening. For those just tuning in, we're joined by up-and-coming artist and Grant High School student Gus Jeffers. We have a few more questions for you, Gus. The first one we got is, what are some ways you keep a balance between your personal life and your creative process? Have you had any difficulties in the past keeping a good work-life balance?
I like kind of, I don't, it's weird. I kind of like work until I like burn out and then I work again. Yeah. It's not like a good way to do it.
Yeah, I crash out too.
I kind of will just like go until I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I take a break and then I go. But I've been, the thing with that camp, I've been figuring out a lot of stuff with like a good balance, like as far as making sure I utilize friendships as like, and to balance it all, because I do like a lot of work and then I just like don't, I think like I kind of tunnel vision on my goal and then I kind of like start to tune out the other things along the way.
No, I get that. I can relate to that. You know, I used to do a lot in high school. I just graduated. I'm a senior. I'll be going to U of O in fall. But I used to do so much. You know, I was the treasurer in my student body government. Mm-hmm. I was in the leadership program. I did a lot of extracurriculars. And at one point, I just burned out. I fell off. But yeah, I keep a good work-life balance or else they'll all crash and burn.
Yeah. So this last question we have for you is actually a really fun one. We've started asking this to all the people we started interviewing, and the people who do or don't know who are listening, we have a whiteboard in the on-air room here, and we've been asking people, which one do you prefer, tacos or burritos?
Definitely tacos.
And see, that's why Gus is awesome, you guys.
I'm a burritos guy. I've been leading the pack.
I don't even remember which one I voted for at this point.
I'm so disappointed.
For anyone who's been keeping track, burritos are currently at 6 points, while tacos are already at 9, taking the lead.
Yeah, because tacos are just better, Sydney.
I used to like you guys.
Anyone who's invested in that will have to stay tuned, because we will have more interviews next week where you will get to hear more votes for tacos or burritos.
Yes. Well, that is a wrap on today's interview. Again, thank you so much for giving us a chance to speak with you, Gus.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'll definitely come back.
Anytime.
Whenever you guys ask me to.
Yes. Yeah. You can always just come back, too. We are PPS, so you can always just pop and go, hey, guys, I'm here. Well, we've been speaking with independent music artist and Grant High School student Gus Jeffers. This is Summer Sound Live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.